Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Roizen. This is 1250A, 1249B, A and B maybe, a special edition, was for the 50th anniversary of Medicare. Dr. Oz and I talked about what is happening with Medicare and how to make it work better and last longer, meaning to keep its real age younger, just like we are for us as humans. Today is 1250A. We're sponsored by LongevityPlaybook.com and LifesFirstNaturals.com as usual. Go to LifesFirstNaturals.com, learn about probiotics, bovine colostrum, and what you take when you're taking one of the GLP-1s, and they've been shown to decrease risk of dementia, heart disease, stroke, memory loss, a whole bunch of things. And when you take them and increase the dose, though, sometimes it results in nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. The great news is DiRescue, also made at LifesFirstNaturals.com, can help you greatly. LongevityPlaybook.com, go there to hear more. Today I'm going to talk about the muscle inside your arteries and what it does that ages you and what it does that keeps you younger. So I'm first going to talk about one of the issues in muscle, and that is muscle has to be innervated by nerves to stay active. It turns out whether it's a heart muscle or a skeletal muscle or a muscle inside your blood vessel, it needs to be stimulated by a nervous connection that then releases something called MAF, a muscle activation protein, that then, whether it's the squeeze or relaxation of the arteries, or whether it is the skeletal muscle. Now, I'm going to give you the example of muscular dystrophies. So in muscular dystrophies, the problem is that the nerve stops stimulating the skeletal muscle. Well, what does that result in? That results in most children with it not being able to move, it being gradually progressive and causing need for ventilation and support of every function, even a feeding tube. The data are that the muscle needs this MAF. It turns out in ALS, the muscle is also in need of a MAF and loses the MAF, and that's the problem of ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. So the question is, can you give MAF, the protein MAF, and stimulate the muscle? Or can you put it in a way that re-innervates the nerves or the muscle itself? Can you get it, the muscle, to make the MAF independent of the nerves by upregulating it or turning it on? The group at the University of Texas, in fact, led by Eric Olson, who has in his department two Nobel Prize winners, so he's been managing a bunch. But in fact, his group has found that in animal models of ALS and in animal models of muscular dystrophy, they can give the, if you will, or turn on this gene by planting it in the muscle itself and turning it on, upregulating it, in fact, and you can then restore function so that the individual can regain independent motor function and not have the end result of a muscular dystrophy, meaning a strong disability. How close are they to human trials? We think they're within 6 months of starting proof of concept in humans, which means probably 2 to 3 years before doing total body human trials in muscular dystrophy and in the ALS diseases. So that's one of the big things. And why am I saying it relates to the blood vessels? Well, one of the things that happens in the disease is the blood vessels also lose their ability to contract and maintain blood pressure normally, and you have problems standing up quickly and being able to move from one position to another because of your blood vessel ability to contract. So that's one of the great things, being able to reinnervate the muscle. More information, you can go to Eric Olson's lab at the University of Texas Southwestern. I think that's located in Dallas. Now, another entry this week on longevity. So this is just, imagine us being able to fix a lot of the diseases, maybe even give MAF to all of us to stimulate muscle growth so we don't get sarcopenia or frailty as we get older. Wonderful thing if that can happen. I think they are commercializing it through Vertex Pharmaceutical. They're using a lipid delivery vehicle that was developed in the ability to make the COVID vaccine. So another benefits of science, of even of this development of this new vaccines, unrelated to the vaccine itself, but the lipid nanoparticle taught us we could deliver that and get it directed specifically to the muscle. Speaking of another thing on the muscle, it turns out the inside, the endothelial cells, the muscle contracting cells of the blood vessels are one of the causes of aging. At least that's what this Chinese paper that came out very recently states. They looked at people, 17 different individuals, males, females, etc., in China, and they had 513 samples on each person. That is over a 28-year period. They had collected various blood samples, and they looked at every protein over the change. And what they found is, at about age 50, you start producing much more of a protein that you have in your youth that decreases inflammation when you're young. But in high doses, it increases inflammation and it ages cells, makes them older and stiff inside the blood vessel. It causes inflammation in the brain, etc. And so one of the reasons that we're bringing this up is that this is the one protein that increased in all 17 people as they went through life and was associated with a great increase in aging, concomitant, that is, feeling of aging, concomitant with when it spiked in each of these people around the age of 50. And it wasn't any different in men nor women, same in both. Now, why is that? Well, if you get rid of that protein, maybe you can edit it down with gene therapy, or in the case that I'm used to, using therapeutic plasma exchange, that is, getting rid of all your old proteins twice in the first week, twice in the second month, a month later, and then a couple times yearly, may mean you have to produce new proteins and you get rid of all those proteins that age you and all those misformed proteins that are misformed by the things we eat, drink, and and the plastic we absorb and the other things we absorb. So those are some of the major breakthroughs that have happened in the last 2 months, as far as I'm concerned. The MAF and the model of ALS and of muscular dystrophy being the animal models being reversed and now being looked at for safety and efficacy in human and of 2A trial. And the other one is, of course, the discovery that one of the proteins, one of the genes turned on by your cells in your blood vessels is accelerated as if to prevent inflammation, but is accelerated to the point where it causes inflammation in us. That's 1250A of You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. This one and the prior one and the prior two, I think, we focused on new advances in longevity. We'll go back to some of the plebeian news of the week, like is 7,000 steps the optimal for daily use for longevity? That's step-for-step equivalence. The answer is no, it's still 10,000, but I'll go through the data next week to see why the headline says 7,000 may be enough. It's enough for your body, not enough for your brain. Thanks very much for listening. This has been You, the Owner's Manual, 1250A, the A's, always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. But in this case today, it is the latest in longevity as it was last week. You'll want to learn about what's new in multiple myeloma treatment. That's 1259B. We have a great guest, Dr. Joseph McHale, who is the Chief Medical Officer of the International Myeloma Foundation, as well as a lead researcher at the Translational Genomics Research Institute and a professor of Applied Cancer Research and Drug Discovery. And that's an affiliate of the City of Hope Cancer Center. Thanks very much for listening. Go to our sponsors' websites, lifesfirstnaturals.com. See the randomized double-blind controlled trial that support the use of Trubiotics and bovine colostrum for most of us. And go to longevityplaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter that has more information like I just gave you, or except it's information you can use today, not just these miracle discoveries of MAF and of the protein that was discovered made by blood vessels, Cas6, GAS6. I have no idea where they get these names from or these letters from, but it is the first letter of each of the words that are involved in that gene. Thanks again very much for listening, but especially thank you, the listener. You're the reason we do this. Thanks again.